Today's Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yomim is Siman Tav Mem Zayin Siv Vav. Melach Shesama B'Medocha. Melach, salt, that was just placed in the mortar. The Medocha was the mortar in which the spices and salt, they used to grind it in there. So here, the L'chaira would have in the mortar the chametz there at times as well. So the mortar was Balua. It had absorptions of chametz in it. It's obviously talking where it's clean. You could go ahead and do malicha with the, it can be used for salting meat on Pesach. No problem, because it's not going to extract any type of tam in cold. That is the basic concept. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat and Ayaches, Shesama b'medocha, v'afilu hi bas yoyma, shebiyoyim zed dachu ba. It says, even if it is a kli that's a ben yoma, this mortar, this medocha, still going to be okay. But rakshi ke'ez neki, it has to be that it's clean now. V'afilu ha-melach munach sham me'ez la'ez. And even if the melach was resting in this kli for 24 hours, it's not a problem. Why? There's no problem here. Why? Because kavush is only going to be an issue if something is kavush kimavushal, soaking or resting in a kli for 24 hours, only absorbs from the kli. That's only going to happen if it's resting in something lach, something moist and liquidy, but salt isn't, and therefore the fact that it's resting in this medocha, it's not going to absorb anything. The reason this is, the Rama says, mishum de'eno maflit bitzonin, because the blios of the medocha does not come out, does not get extracted, that chametz that's in the kli, the medocha, does not, it's not getting extracted from the kli into the salt. Again, because this is betzainin, it's in there, and there's no reason that it should absorb any of the chametz. So again, just the fact that the salt is resting in the kli is not going to go ahead now, and we don't have to worry about any belias from the salt in the kli itself when it's dry. So then he says, sifkatan ayin tes, v'pesach, v'afilu munach hamelach v'medocha v'pesach atzmo. He says it's going to be okay to use the salt even if the melach was in the mortar on Pesach itself. And Ramah had said, sifkatan pei, v'eino maflit b'tzonein, because it's not going to go ahead and extract from the kli into the melach, because it's dry, it's on lomar. D'imma yunosnim bo davar roseach b'vaday aser. If you put in there something that was hot, obviously, it's going to be also because it's going to be maflit bo bliyasa kli. It's going to take out the blios, the chametz from the kli. And especially, if we're talking here, ben yomo, it's a big, that's mamash a problem. Aval nesinas hamelach, again, this is before Pesach, even. Aval nesinas hamelach, af damrinan bialma, maliach kiroseach. Now, putting salt in, even though normally we say maliach salting is the equivalent of roseach, like hot, L'inyan plitas kalim, but for it to go ahead and extract from a kli, ain't no maflit bitzonin. It's not going to be maflit bitzonin because it's dry. It's not going to go ahead and pull out any of the blios just because of salt in there. And he says, it's dafka be yavish. Aval bitzonin lach. But if we're talking about any liquid in there, even bitzonin, va'al yedei shriya, chosh leish le'el, b'sifhei lachmir. But if we're talking where it's cold, but there's already liquidy there, then we are machmir if it's soaked in it. V'imnido chamelach besocho, and if they actually use the mortar, okay, with the pestle, and they actually ground the melach inside of it, de'ika churfa v'ducha de'dicha, because you have here what's called the equivalent of duchka de'sakina. Here it's the dicha, it's the pestle, but the fact that you're pressing with a kli with something that's considerably halachically a davar charif, then it's going to be maflit minakli. It's like, you know, when you go ahead and you grind onions and things like that. So that goes ahead and that is boileya and maflit from the kli. And therefore, if they actually went ahead and afilu im haya yavesh hamelach legamrei, even if the melach was totally dry, vafilu haya medocha eino ben yomo, and even if the medocha, the mortar, was an eino ben yomo, and gam kodem Pesach, and it was all before Pesach, is going to be a problem. Why? Because duchka de sakina, not only is that boleya and maflit, when you press on something sharp, like a knife in an onion, here the pestle on the salt is pressing on the kli. So besides the fact that that's boleya umaflit, the halacha of duchka de sakina is, because it's a davar charif, because the only time we say duchka de sakina is going to be boleya maflit is if it's a davar charif. So a davar charif, even by eno ben yomo, turns the eno ben yomo into no same tam l'shvach, a good tam, as opposed to a no same tam l'fgam. So therefore, if it was done on erev Pesach salt, the grinding in a chametz tikka kli, that would be aser, we wouldn't be able to use that salt. The kasva achronim, however, the medochos shalanu, however, the achronim write that our medochos, sherot tashmiya b'psamim kagavna, where the majority of its tashmishim, its use is just for spices and not for chametz, the leka chametz, no chametz, rak chashash letam mashu. It's only a chashash of tam of mashu. So then im nidach kodem Pesach dinisvatel, if there was any type of grinding before Pesach, dinisvatel yesh lahatir lim loachbo. So you could be matir using it for salting because we don't have to worry. In other words, the basic concept what we're seeing here is the concept of melicha, that melicha is like reticha, is like boiling and it should be boleo maflit, okay, doesn't mean that salting would be able to even extract tam from a kli, because it only does it, it's only going to extract taste from food and things like that. But if the salt was actually ground in the medocha, in the mortar, so then it will extract tam from the kli, due to the combination of duchka de sakina, duchka de, in this case, duchka de bicha, of the pressing with the pestle and the mortar. So the combination of sharpness and pressing that occurs when grinding, even if it's not a ben yomo and it's done before Pesach, will extract taste, and that's going to be a problem. But as we saw, the later poskim write that since our medochas, our mortars, are used for spices, rather than chametz, if the salt was ground before Pesach, it will be permitted for use on Pesach, because the assumption is you don't have to worry about it being any type of significant blia of chametz in such kelim. Sif Zayin. Boser shedachin kodem Pesach. Unripe grapes that were crushed before Pesach, bimedochos muchumatzos. They were crushed before Pesach in a chametz mortar. It can be eaten mutter la'achlo b'Pesach. It can be eaten on Pesach. Why? Hagah mishum de'eno maflit b'tzonei. Once again, because taste is not extracted in cold. Va'afilu im naseh b'Pesach eino oser im haya akli naki. And once again, even if it was prepared on Pesach, it's not going to be aser if the kli was clean, if the medocha was clean. Aval im chatecho b'sakin shel chametz toch ha-pesach. However, if it got cut and sliced with a sakin, a knife of that's chametz stick during Pesach, then yesh lahachmir. Then you should be machmir. Why? The stam sakin eino naki. Because the knife is a basic assumption about knives, that chametz are not, the knives are not clean, and there's a concern, v'yesh lachosh l'chametz hadabuk alav, there's a concern that this chametz that's going to go ahead and be stuck to the knife, v'yesh lachosh l'chametz hadabuk alav, aval in the sarev osar davar b'tashil. However, if that food actually intermingles, right, in the sarev osar davar b'tashil, ein lachush lahachmir ula esor misafek kain nirali. If that food happens to then intermingle in a taroves with another food, then he says you don't have to be machmir and aser, the taroves based on such a suffix. He says, this is what appears to me. Let's see what the Mishnah Brura has to say all about this. So let's see. Boser, Sifkatan Pe Aleph. Boser, Shedachin Kodem Pesach. Svirle. So again, we have here unripe grapes. So Svirle, the Boser, Lohavi Charif. This opinion holds that unripe grapes are not considered a davar charif. It's not considered something that is sharp. However, avalafi might the pasuk be yoredeya simin sadivav. But according to what the yoredeya actually paskins in simin sadivav, the afilu peros chamutzim, that sour fruit like a boseros, like unripe fruit, is bechlal davar charif, is part in the category of a davar charif, of sharp items. Imkain af boser bechlal, a chayre boser would be part of it. Imkain al yidei charif viduchka, so then it's problematic, because then the fact that it's charif, and is there going to be a duchka pressing on it, right? That you're going ahead and you're chopping up and grinding up crushing these unripe grapes, nivla bar boser hachimut shelam adocha, then the boser is going to absorb the chametz in the medocha. Ve'im baboser shishim, and is not going to be in the boser and the grapes. Shishim neged kol hamedocha, is not going to be shishim keneged the medocha to be mevatelet, and therefore the bosrim should be chametzik. The alkane, and therefore afilu kodem pesach yesh lahachmer, as we said before, it would be even if it would be an eino ben yomo because it's a davar charif. Va'yein ba'achronim shekasu dimkayim hesei meruba yesh l'smoch al poskim desvirlu. He says in the case of hesei meruba, you can rely on the poskim to hold the peres chamutzim, that peres chamutzim, sour fruit like boser, lo avi b'chal, is not considered a davar charif, and therefore since it's not davar charif, therefore it's as the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah here say in the beginning, as long as it wasn't done with a knife, where we have to be choshesh for the actual chametz being on the knife, you could be mango when you crush it with a sakin, not with a regular medocha, not with a sakin, the regular thing that you crush the grapes with, you could be mango, assuming the kli that you use, the medocha and its pestle, whatever it is, are all clean. So you could be mako like those sheep, as he says, in a situation of a hefse meruba, even though there are opinions that hold that peros chamutzim is bichlal, is considered like a davar charif. But that, he says, dafilu shlo makom hefseid. And then he says, even if it's not a makom hefseid, shech marnu b'medocha, right, we were going to say you should be machmir because of those sheikhs when it's not a hefseid. That's dafka b'medocha sharadil agil medoch b'chametz. Once again, it's only b'medocha that they use normally during the year for chametz. Abel, once again, b'medocha shalanu, our mortars and things like that, sharov tashmishan, that the majority of its usages are for besamim mukai gavna, v'leka rach shash, shema nimtza mashu, is mamish just a chash of a mashu of chametz, b'tocha tavlin, in the tavlin, v'nivla yachad, and it got absorbed together with medocha, v'ahada niflat b'tocha boser, and then goes down to the boser, no problem, harei mizvatel b'shishim kodem ha-pesach, it will for sure be batel b'shishim kodem ha-pesach. In other words, the only time that we're talking about here, the only type of mortar in the docha, like we saw in the previous Siv Katan in Siv Vav, the only time we're concerned, and we have to be machmir, even for a duchka de sakina, and even for sharp items with a duchka de sakina in a mortar, is only if they actually use these mortars for chametz, for regular chametz. But if it was just that they used it for spices, and the chash, that a little bit of chametz got in there, so then at the end of the day, it's going to be batel b'shishim anyway, before Pesach, as long as it was done before Pesach, it should be okay. Sif katan pei beis. So the Rama said, even if it was done on Pesach, if you had a kli naki, it would be okay. Once again, the came in the sphere, since the shita holds that the boser is eino davar charif, it's not a davar charif. So it's not a problem. Al yidei duchka levad, just pressing on it, eino maflit, not going to go ahead and bring out any of the chametz and the madocha. Afilu mashu, I need to be a mashu, so it'll be okay. Imaya kli naki, as long as the kli was naki. Uvastama machzikin levedocha, and mustama, you can assume that a medocha is naki, it's not like a knife. Vasilafuke, rakim yadinan, is going to, this is excluding only if you know shahimaluchlaches, that it's dirty. Vaz aser, and then it's going to be aser, ladas, kama achronin, afilu imdachu, kodem pesach. If it was muchleches, if it was dirty, right, so then it's going to be usher according to a number of achronim before Pesach, tafilin is bor. Because even if you hold the boser lo avi davar charev, even if you hold that a boser is not a davar charev, mikoma kemal yidei duchka de dicha nichnas besocho ksas. Because if it was meluchlach, if it actually had the chametz there, it was a little meluchlach, then just the actual pressing, some of it will get in. That's something you can go ahead and just rinse. It's, you know, we're talking here about bosar, we're talking here about these grapes, and therefore it would be problematic if the kli was a little meluchlach with chametz, dirty with some little bits of chametz or whatever was in there. Aval, Rama, Mr. Bura. So the Rama had said, if they cut it with a sakin of chametz, where you have to assume that a stam sakin is not naki, then you have to be concerned with the chametz that was attached to it. Look at Sif Katan Peidala, Vel Mochatro, Hainu, also Basar, that same Bosa, that same unripe grapes. Afilu Daito Sheino, even according to the opinion, it says it's not Eino Nikra Charif. Vekol Kahai Gavna Sheino Dara Charif, anything is not Dara Charif. After Yedek Duchka Shalachito Chlevar, Eino Maflid, even though based on the actual pressing that's done with the knife, okay, it's not going to pull out any chametz because it's not a davar charif. He's not to worry about the chametz that's actually stuck to the knife that's going to go into the boser. So he says, if you're using it toch haPesach, you should be machmir. The kodem haPesach, shari. Why? Because before Pesach, it's going to be okay to boser. Al yidei hadocha sheyadichuhu. Okay, before Pesach, you could go ahead and you could rinse it. Why would you be able to go ahead and rinse it before Pesach? Because if you rinse it off, you'll get off most of it. Aval tocha Pesach debemashuhu, but tocha Pesach, since we answer bemashuhu, yesh lahachmer lechatchila shal lachlo, if we machmer not to eat it, la'im magen Avram, shedaito del ein lahachmer after Pesach, magen Avram says, you shouldn't be machmer even on Pesach, rak, only things that were done by non-Jews in a kavua way could go and knows mehem dagim. For example, buying from them fish shechotchim that they cut with their sakinim of chametz, with the knives of chametz. Aval im nasa came bebeisav shel Yisrael. But if it happened in the bayis of Yisrael, ba'akrai once in a while, out of nowhere, you go shechotach b'sakin chametz. If it happens that you cut with a sakin of chametz, davar sheino charif, because something it's not a davar charif. Sagi bahadacha over greira. You'll be able to go ahead and rinse it or scrape it off. Peivav lechametz hadavik. Like it to be choshesh for the chametz that's stuck to it. The chol zeim dafku bo davar sheino charif. This is only if you're talking about a davar sheino charif. Aval b'davar charif. But if you're talking about something sharp, v'hu adin boser l'didan, and that would be, for example, a boser to us because we are machmir the sfira on the davar charif. We hold that it's a davar charif. Then afilu masakin vaday naki. Then even if the sakin was naki, the chotzu bo kodesh, and you cut it kodesh pesach, also lachol beli. You're not gonna go ahead and eat on pesach. Achaze eino ella dafke besakin. Once again, it's dafke besakin sheragilin l'shtamish bo chamin lefamin. It's only if we're talking about a sakin that you're rugil to go ahead and use every once in a while with hat, and therefore it has yesh tocho bliyas chametz. It has a bliyah of chametz. But if the knife is never used with hot and it's clean, so then what's the problem? Could go in butzal shechatchu b'sakin shegoyrin bo butzek min areva v'hayanaki. For example, a onion that was cut with a knife shegoyrin bo butzek min areva, that they used to scrape out, let's say, dough from a bowl, a basin. So that knife was never used for anything hot. So if it's clean, if a hayanaki, if you cleaned it, so then mutter abatzel. What's the problem? The butzel is now being cut with a clean knife, so it's not going to absorb any chametz because the chametz was never hot and never was balua and never was absorbed into the knife. Even if you cut with it on Pesach, because it never was used with hot. It's so in and cold. It never absorbs and doesn't give out, so it's not going to be a problem even if it was used with a knife. And finally, the Rama had added in the end, aval nisarev, also davar betavshil. If in the end this item that was used with the knife, this boise that was used with a dirty knife, was then mixed up into a taroves, aval nisarev, Mr. Brewer says, peizayin, afilu b'pachos b'shishim, if it got mixed up in taroves, even less than shishim, ain lachosh b'savi, you have to be choshesh, the lechach, Shema yesh peror, to be chayshesh, even though you don't know that there's something stuck, there's some chametz stuck to the knife, benidbak, bedavar shechatchu, and it actually touched and stuck to the thing that you cut, the after stam sakin, even though a stam sakin is not eino naki, a stam knife is not naki, mikomakom eino vade sheyasham chametz tavak lov, it's not for sure that you had chametz stuck to it, maybe something else is stuck to it. Ve'ela hachmir, shumi machmir, ela davar shechatchu bo, only the thing it actually cut. But not avalo tarov to, not if it was then subsequently mixed into a taroves. Why? Came in the mashu ain't el midrabanan, because mashu is only midrabanan. The yesh machron shemachmirin. There are achronim that are machmirin. I feel a taroves, even taroves. If lo huduach a sakin, because if the sakin was not clean beforehand, uvehevse meruba. If it's a hevse meruba, oh, it's tzarach simchas yomtov. Yesh lahaki. You can be makel the tzarach tzarach yomtov. Because of the chay adam right. The besakinin shechoyken bo lechem and medina senu. The knife that they cut the bread. You know that it gets stuck to it. Then you know for sure it's used for bread. So therefore, in that case, even the taroves will be aser. If it did not rinse the sakin from beforehand. So just to sum it all up and to review with a little summary here. Basically, we saw the Shulchan Aruch here discussed grinding unripe grapes in a chametz mortar before Pesach, and he paskins that ground grapes are permitted for consumption. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the Shulchan Aruch is working under the assumption that unripe grapes are not a sharp food, and as such, since the grapes are not hot, the chametz tam that is absorbed in the walls of the mortar will not be extracted. This is because generally tam cannot be extracted without the presence of heat. The Mishnah Berurah also emphasizes that the concern for those who maintain that unripe grapes are sharp, are charif, is limited to a mortar, once again, that is used for chametz. Nowadays, mortars are generally used only for spices that are not chametz, and consequently, the only concern is for chametz, a chametz crumb that may have fallen into the mortar. And regarding this concern, as long as the grinding of the unripe grapes is done before Pesach, whatever crumb may have been there is going to be batel. The Ramah then mentions that if the unripe grapes were cut with a chametz knife, then there's a reason for concern, even for those who maintain that unripe grapes are not a sharp food. The concern is that there is a halachic presumption, a chazaka, that knives are not clean, and as such they can transfer chametz residue to the food that is being cut. This concern is limited to those unripe grapes that are cut on Pesach, but those that were cut before Pesach, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, is permitted. The reason, Mishnah Berurah says, for this distinction is that before Pesach, whatever residue can be transferred to the food can be rinsed off, and what remains is going to be batel. But on Pesach, since chametz, as is a mixture, even in the kol shehu, so the grapes are going to be aser. This is the Mishnah Berurah in Sikkot and Peyei. In the event that some usher grapes became intermingled with other food, the mixture is going to be mutter, because we do not know for sure there was any residue that remained on the knife, and the requirement to be cautious is limited to the food that was cut with the knife. And we saw that some achronim are machmir, even in a mixture if the knife was not first rinsed, but in a situation of hefseid, or if it will diminish one's simchas yomtiv, then one can rely on the Mekel Dick opinion. The Chai Adam writes that if you use, of course, a knife for bread, and that's already an assumption, so then you know that there's chametz going to be stuck to it, and therefore even the taroves will be usher if you do not go ahead and rinse off the knife. There's one other point that we should make. If you noticed in Sifkat and Pei Gimel, when the Mishnah Berurah had pointed out that if you have a situation where you know that the pestle or the meducha that you're using for crushing the grapes, if you know it's dirty, there, even if you do not assume that boser is a davar charif, it's that the unripe grapes are davar charif, since you know that the meducha has chametz on it, so if it's used and it's crushed, so even though it's not davar charif, he says, you can't rinse it. Why can't you rinse it? We said by the knife you could rinse it before Pesach. So the word is that when you're using a meducha, you're crushing and it's going to go in. So rinsing is not going to take care of the outer the outer layer. Like a knife, you just cut the knife, and whatever you rinse off on the side, you're fine. But medocha, when you're crushing, so then it's going to get inside, and it's going to get, you're not going to be able to go ahead and rinse it.